A Contra Podcast Conversations for the Curious Essential Knowledge Simplified, your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of a Contra AI. Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're really getting into the final, quite tragic chapter of Captain James Cook's life.
Yeah, looking specifically through the lens of Hampton Sides' fantastic book, The Wide, Wide Sea.
It covers Imperial ambition, first contact, and of course, that fateful final voyage.
It's a story lots of people think they know, but Sides brings such a fresh perspective.
Absolutely. And we're tackling that big lingering question. Cook was, celebrated the poster child for Enlightenment exploration, careful, scientific.
Meticulous, even.
Right. So how does that guy end up meeting such a brutal, violent end on a beach in Hawaii in 1779? It seems so. Uncharacteristic.
That's the puzzle Sides unpacks. And he argues, pretty convincingly, I think, that we need to move past seeing Cook as just a hero or, a villain.
It's more complicated.
Much more. His death wasn't random. It was this collision, really. You had the immense pressure from Britain to find that Northwest Passage, clashing with Cook's own pretty severe physical and mental decline.
And then throw in the sheer difficulty, the impossibility maybe, of that cultural first contact.
Exactly. Those tensions were just irresolvable in that moment.
So our goal today is to give you a shortcut, essentially.
Yeah, a way into understanding the human drama, the personalities involved, but also those bigger political forces that shape this key historical moment.
Okay, let's talk about our guide here, Hampton Sides. Who is he?
Well, he's a highly respected American author, historian, journalist, known for a really immersive narrative nonfiction.
Right. People might know Ghost Soldiers or Blood and Thunder.
Or in The Kingdom of Ice, that incredible Arctic survival story, he knows how to tell a gripping historical tale.
So what makes his take on Cook distinctive?
I think it's his focus on the psychology, especially the psychology of command under extreme stress.
Ah, okay. So less about the navigation charts, more about the man holding the sextant.
Precisely. He digs into the mental toll of exploration, the burden of fame, the physical agony Cook was likely suffering from, maybe a parasitic illness.
Interesting.
And how all that fatigue and pain led to these fatal errors in judgment. It wasn't just about plotting a course. It was about a man unraveling.
And importantly, Sides doesn't just focus on Cook.
No, absolutely not. He makes a real effort to bring in the indigenous perspectives, particularly the Hawaiian viewpoint, which often gets sidelined in, more traditional tellings. He centers their agency.
That feels crucial for a story like this.
Yeah.
So the book itself, The Wide, Wide Sea, what's the overview?
It's a very focused, dramatic retelling of just that third and final voyage. So 1776 to 1779, the ships are HMS Resolution and Discovery.
And you mentioned the mission was sort of twofold.
Yeah, almost contradictory. The public face was science and ethnography, charting coastlines, observing cultures, returning oh my.
Oh my, the Tahitian man who'd become a sort of celebrity in London.
That's him. Taking him home was part of the official plan, but the secret mission, the real driver.
Imperial ambition.
Totally. Find the Northwest Passage. Secure it for Britain. That was the underlying goal, the big prize.
Wow. Talk about pressure on Cook.
Immense. And Sides frames the whole voyage through that lens. Cook isn't the infallible hero anymore. He's human, exhausted, probably ill, and leading his crew into this, unprecedented cultural collision.
It's really a story of psychological strain as much as exploration.
Definitely. You see the decline almost from the start.
Okay, let's trace that. Sides shows Cook being tempted out of retirement, right, for one last big voyage.
Yeah, but he's already weary, carrying the weight of his previous successes, his fame.
And that pressure shows early on.
It does. The Oh My experiment, as Sides calls it, is an early sign of trouble. Cook drops Oh My back in Tahiti, hoping he'll be this bridge between cultures.
It doesn't work.
Not at all. Oh My is kind of stuck between worlds, alienated from his own people by his time in Europe. It's this immediate symbolic failure of that Enlightenment idea of smooth cultural exchange. It just wasn't that simple.
And this impacts Cook's command style.
Big time. We start seeing these flashes of intense anger, minor thefts by islanders, things he might have handled diplomatically before, now lead to really harsh punishments.
Like what?
Floggings, public humiliations like head shaving, things that seemed really out of character for the previously restrained Captain Cook. That famous patience was wearing thin. You can see it fraying.
Then comes the big objective, the Northwest Passage search.
Right. They head north, up the coast of North America, Oregon, Alaska. It's grueling, difficult sailing.
And ultimately, they fail to find it.
They hit this wall of ice. impassable. And Sides portrays this as the critical breaking point for Cook.
More than just a navigational failure.
Oh, absolutely. It's a strategic defeat for Britain, sure, but for Cook, it's deeply personal. He's the man who conquers oceans, and the ice defeats him.
Combined with his physical issues.
Exactly. Likely a chronic illness, maybe parasites, plus this professional humiliation and just sheer exhaustion. He's diminished, embittered. When they turn south towards Hawaii, it's almost like a retreat.
Which sets the stage for Hawaii. The arrival there must have seemed like
paradise found. Especially after the bleak Arctic, Sides describes it as otherworldly. Thousands of Hawaiians greeting them in canoes. This incredible, overwhelming reception at Kealakekua Bay.
And this is where the Lono theory comes in.
Yes. Cook arrives right during Makahiki, this major festival for Lono, the god of peace and agriculture. So the timing leads the Hawaiians to possibly associate Cook with Lono, or at least grant him incredibly high status.
But Sides sees danger in that.
Huge danger. Whether it was literal deification or just strategic honoring, the whole dynamic was built on, well, a massive cultural misunderstanding. It was fundamentally unstable. They weren't seeing each other clearly at all.
And things sour quickly after they leave and then have to return?
That return is catastrophic. They sail away, but the Resolution's foremast gets badly damaged in a storm. They're forced back to Kealakekua Bay.
An awkward return.
Worse than awkward, it's disastrous. Because the Makahiki Festival, the season of Lono, is over. Their return isn't just inconvenient, it violates the sacred calendar. It's seen as an unwelcome intrusion.
So the goodwill evaporates.
Instantly. The perceived mana, the spiritual power or authority of the British just vanishes. Suspicion replaces the earlier hospitality. Thefts increase, becoming more defiant.
And Cook's temper.
Already frayed, it just snaps. Which leads us to the climax.
The theft of the ship's cutter, the small boat.
That's the final straw. And Cook makes this incredibly rash, uncharacteristic decision. He decides to go ashore and basically kidnap the ruling chief, the king, Kalani Pu.
As a hostage, to force the boat's return.
Exactly. It was a tactic he'd used elsewhere, but here, in this specific, tense, politically charged Hawaiian context, it was fatally flawed.
It spirals out of control.
Immediately. A huge crowd of warriors gathers on the beach. Tensions skyrocket. Then comes the news.
Hot news.
That another Hawaiian chief has been killed by Cook's men elsewhere in the bay during a separate confrontation. Yeah, that just seals it. Any chance of negotiation is gone. It explodes into violence. Cook is killed right there on the beach. A frantic, confused, angry melee born of complete misunderstanding.
Wow, just tragic.
And the aftermath, retrieving his remains, it required careful negotiation. Sides concludes Cook wasn't some simple hero or our villain. He was brilliant, ambitious, yes, but also deeply flawed.
And his death wasn't just about him.
No, it symbolizes the inherent violence, the impossible dilemmas of first contact in that era of aggressive European expansion. It was almost bound to end badly somewhere.
That really shifts the perspective. So let's pull out some key themes from Sides' analysis. What should we really take away?
Okay, theme one has to be the psychological toll. The burnout.
Cook's leadership failure under pressure.
Exactly. It's a huge cautionary tale, right? Mm-hmm. Even the best, the most experienced leader can have their judgment completely degraded by chronic stress, by physical illness, by failure.
Makes you think about modern leadership, too.
Absolutely. Recognizing your limits, knowing when you're compromised. Cook couldn't or wouldn't see it in himself. And that final decision, the kidnapping attempt, was the act of a desperate, exhausted man falling back on an old, inappropriate solution. It highlights the need for self-awareness.
Okay. Theme two.
The sheer ambiguity and, frankly, the violence embedded in first contact.
It wasn't just handshakes and trading trinkets.
Far from it. Sides argues it was fundamentally a collision. Different technologies, different values, completely different ways of seeing the world. Conflict wasn't just possible. Maybe it was inevitable, given the power imbalance and the profound misunderstandings.
We can't assume everyone operates on the same logic.
Precisely. That's the reflection for today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Humility. Trying to actually understand different cultural contexts, not just imposing your own view. That's vital in our interconnected world.
And the third theme.
Deconstructing the myth. Getting past the statue, the legend.
Replacing the simple hero image.
Yeah. Sides gives us Cook the man full of contradictions. Brilliant navigator, yes, but also capable of terrible judgment under duress. A man forced to confront his own limits and, maybe implicitly, the brutality of the empire he represented.
It's a much more complex and, frankly, more interesting picture.
Definitely. And Sides uses some really powerful ways to phrase these ideas. We should share a few key concepts.
Okay, like paraphrasing his points.
Yeah, capturing the essence. For instance, on Cook's transformation, the idea is something like, "The man who sailed on the third voyage was a ghost of his former self. The patience had worn thin, the boundless curiosity was tinged with bitterness, and the enlightened restraint had been replaced by a simmering rage that lurked just beneath the surface."
That really nails the psychological decline. What about the danger of the Lono situation?
The core idea there is, to be perceived as a god was a temporary and terrible privilege. When the prophecy or the expectation was broken, divine privilege instantly became mortal trespass.
Wow, the fragility of that status.
Exactly. And finally, on the collision itself, moving beyond just blaming one side. The death of Cook wasn't simply the result of a cultural misunderstanding, but the inevitable consequence of two incompatible worldviews colliding in an age of imperial expansion.
That really frames it as systemic, almost unavoidable given the context.
Right. It lifts it beyond just individual mistakes, though those played a part too.
So, thinking about today, how can we apply these insights?
Well, the leadership angle is pretty direct. Cook's inability or unwillingness to maybe delegate more, to show vulnerability when he was clearly struggling, that contributed to the disaster.
So for modern leaders or teams.
It's about building systems to prevent burnout leading to catastrophic errors, recognizing stress, having checks and balances, fostering environments where it's okay to say, "I'm not okay."
That's a big one. What else?
Critical thinking about narratives. History isn't simple.
Like questioning the hero myths we build.
Yeah. Sides encourages us to dig deeper, look for the complexities, the contradictions, the other perspectives. That skill is crucial for navigating, all the information and spin we face today, resisting those easy, biased stories.
Good point. And a third application.
Understanding unintended consequences. Cook's voyages weren't just about maps. They brought disease, massively disrupted local economies and power structures.
Things he probably never intended, but happened anyway.
Exactly. And that's a lesson for us now, right? With big technological leaps like AI or global development projects, we have to think hard about the second and third order effects, the long-term impact beyond the immediate goal.
Foresight is key. Okay, final takeaways. What really stuck with you personally from diving into this?
For me, it was that shift away from seeing Cook's death as just this sudden act of savagery, understanding it as this convergence, his own personal breakdown, hitting this incredibly complex and volatile Hawaiian political situation. It felt much more like a human tragedy.
Yeah, I agree. And for me, it was the power of just shifting the camera angle, seeing the story not just from the deck of the Resolution, but from the shore.
Through Hawaiian eyes.
Exactly. Recognizing their agency, understanding Kalani Chupu not just as a victim or a footnote, but as a leader making difficult choices in an impossible situation. Sides does that brilliantly.
He really does. It makes the history so much richer.
So the book replaces that simple myth with a complex, sometimes uncomfortable, but necessary truth, which leads to our final thought for you, the listener.
Cook's story shows how big historical forces, empire, exploration slam into very personal human frailties, illness, exhaustion, anger. It's a messy mix.
So think about this. When you face a crisis or just information overload in your own life,
Yeah.
how can you apply Cook's tragic lesson? How do you resist that temptation, which he succumbed to, of using an old familiar solution when you're actually facing a profoundly new and misunderstood situation or a cultural context?
It's a deep question about adaptation and awareness.
Definitely something to mull over.
See you next time with another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Acotra Foundation.